Hi, I'm Patricia Stallworth, the author of Minding Your Money, with today's Money Minute. It's Monday, and I have a question. What's your why? In other words, why is money important to you? So here's the question I want you to ponder this week. If money was no object or obstacle, what would you be doing right now? It's one of the most important questions you can answer because it can literally set the tone, the pace, and the color of your life from here on out. It's the sort of passion question that people ask, but a little bit more personal. So, what would it be? Sometimes when I ask clients this question, they come up with vague answers like buying a house or a car or sending their kids to school. But I want to know what's behind the why do you want to buy that house? Why do you want to buy that car? Why do you want to send your kids to school? What's in it for you? What do you get out of it? And that answer, your motivation, will determine how you go about making it happen. For example, if you want to send your kids to school because you never had a college education and you want them to have a better life than you did, not struggle the way you did, that's one thing. But if you want to send your kids to college to get them out of the house, that's a whole different thing. These are two different motivations stemming from two different value sets, which can lead to different ways to solve the problem. So I repeat, what's your why? And what would your life look like, and what would you be doing right now if money were no object? And if you feel like sharing, send it to me. Email me at info@mindingyourmoneyminute.com. And that's the minute for today. Thanks for listening. And as always, remember that minding your money really is the path to a richer life. I'm Patricia Stallworth for the Minding Your Money Minute. For more information, visit mindingyourmoneyminute.com.